You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte and Murray State's Associate Director for Health Services, Judy Lyle. Judy, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
This program that started up this year that you initiated is to educate kids about high-risk drinking and see if you can pull them back from the brink, isn't it? Is that it in a nutshell?
It is. It's basically to reduce underage as well as high-risk drinking. We have been working as a coalition of faculty, staff, some students at Tom's over the past 10 years. Looking at this issue, doing a smattering of activities here and there, but we've always lacked something cohesive, cornerstone, so to speak. Some years ago, we piloted with our ag students and nursing students alcohol EDU. At that time, it was produced by a company called Outside the Classroom. Since then, it's been sold to a company called EverFi, and it's always been what I consider the gold standard for alcohol education. They've just put so much into this. So we really wanted this particular program, and this year, with the city's help, they have given us an allocation to provide this alcohol education program. We were able to initiate it with our first year and new transfer students. We also were able to use that money to offer it to the two high schools. There's an alcohol EDU for high school students.
Am I thinking that it's even an issue now in middle schools?
Yes. I mean, you're seeing kids starting to drink as early as 9. Now, not everybody drinks, obviously, but there's certainly issues out there, these underlying things that cause students to, or kids, to want to find something to help them. And alcohol is sometimes an easy get medication for depression, anxiety, whatever. There's so many reasons they drink. Some of it's peer pressure, everybody's doing it kind of thing. But alcohol is just an issue, and some of our students do come to Murray State as experienced drinkers, so that is really the reason we're reaching out to the high schools. We feel like we want them to know as much as possible to protect themselves, but also to protect others and our community.
And it's a relatively, it's a very private kind of a process that each student undertakes online, I gather.
Yes. It is an online program. They get an initial email telling them what we're doing and why we're doing it with the access code. And then at some point prior to coming to school, they are supposed to complete part one. Part one consists of a couple of surveys, their knowledge, current knowledge base as a non-Murray State student, what their behaviors and attitudes are towards alcohol. And then they receive education, and it goes down certain pathways. If you have a student who is a non-drinker, who never plans to drink, has a very strong core value, they're going to be taken down a pathway where they get some basic alcohol information, bystander intervention information, and then there's also a sexual assault prevention piece to it, because we know that oftentimes that sexual assault is related to alcohol use.
So they finish phase one of the interview, of the
course,
the survey,
right.
The course, and then you say there's a hiatus.
Right, of about 45 days. After 45 days, they've been on campus for a while. They've been exposed to parties and classes and interactions with other students. And so 45 days, they get an email saying it's time to take part two. Part two does another survey. Hey, you've been on campus for a while. Have your attitudes changed? Has your behavior changed? And then they get that final piece of information, and then they're done. Then over the next few years, while they're here at Murray State, they'll occasionally get an email saying, you know, what's going on? Has anything changed? So we don't just drop it. We do want to keep looking at the issue.
And among the population, the freshmen, incoming freshmen at Murray State and the students at Murray and Callaway, what kinds of numbers are you talking about participating now?
Right. We've had over 1,450 students complete some component of Alcohol EDU. 906 have completed both parts at this point in time. So that's a fantastic ratio. We've got about 1,700, I think, in our freshman class. So I feel like we've had a very good response.
The back end of this process, not only will, what I'm understanding, the students have this beginning of an education, and continuing touching. And then you also get very precise data back about Murray State University,
right,
and assumingly the campuses,
mm-hmm,
at Murray and Callaway Highs.
Right. Now, Murray and Callaway High will both get their own information. We hope that they're going to share that information in a community forum type setting. But they will, the company also provides us information about our students. You know, what were the answers to the survey questions? There's certainly nothing that links anything back to that student, but we do get an aggregate type of data from them. And then we hopefully will be able to use that data in saying, okay, here's where we stand right now. Let's see how we're doing in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Let's see if the interventions that we do as a result of this program, whether or not they're going to have an impact on our campus and community.
And within the survey, all of the resources available to students who have some kind of an issue,
mm-hmm,
are laid out. And then this, all the data, after you study it, you can also perhaps realign the interventions available on campus to suit what the,
right,
data shows.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And also we want to be doing interventions that are science-based. We want to make sure that they are, you know, they're just not going out and getting a speaker and it's a feel-good kind of thing. It's a one day, everybody walks away saying, oh, wow, that was really great. 2 days later, they've forgotten what he said. We want something that's going to be long-lasting, cost-effective. We don't want to just go out and spend $5,000 or $6,000 on something that, again, is a one-day feel-good, and then we get nothing for our buck.
Now, you said that, I think I remember there are 500-some-odd institutions involved in this as a consortium.
Right.
And overall, have there been time studies about what has occurred with respect to the drinking, mm-hmm, practices?
I think many schools have seen some reduction in that harm. There's less visits to the emergency room. There's less damage to property, less damage to each other. There's not as many fights and altercations that are related to that alcohol. Lowering of sexual assault on campuses. So there are good things coming from not only the Alcohol EDU, because that one program is not enough. You've got to do so many other things. But these schools, in interacting with one another, are able to come up with interventions that work.
Well, we look forward to the campus assessment coming out, or the spring report from,
right,
Alcohol EDU.
Mm-hmm.
When do you anticipate that will be made public?
I think it'll probably be towards the end of the spring semester. I was talking to the company education specialist this morning, and she said it probably the end of November is when they will stop getting the data. They will collect everything that's come from both parts one and two, and then they'll start analyzing that. So probably towards the end of the spring.
Well, it's really a powerful tool for Murray State University and the local high schools.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come about that you initiated this year again?
Well, as I said, our coalition here on campus has looked for a long time for some type of educational program. It's something that we've desired and felt like was so important for our campus. But then when the city, when the votes came in and the city said, okay, we're going to be wet, and we've got taverns and we've got bars and we've got restaurants serving alcohol, and we're taxing them. Well, tax money was coming in at a pretty good clip. So there was money set aside for educational purposes, and part of that money was out. I went and did a presentation for the Public Safety Committee, myself, Don Robertson, Mark Welsh. And we talked to the Public Safety Committee. We explained to them what we would like to do and who all we wanted to be involved. And then they liked the idea. It went before the City Council, and it was voted that we would receive money for this year to start the program. I did feel like I made it pretty clear that a one-year event is not going to be sufficient. This needs to be a 4 or 5 year commitment. But of course, you know, you never know what's going to happen with alcohol sales or if the law is rescinded in some way. So they can't promise that, but hopefully the value will be seen. I'm very hopeful for that. Certainly the City Council members will be invited to the spring meeting when EverFi comes on campus.
Judy Lyles, thank you very much for being with us. Judy is MSU's Associate Director for Health Services, and I reckon if any of you listening would like to learn more about alcohol EDU, you'd be glad to share information.
Absolutely. Be happy to.